Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
This is Jose.
And we are excited to talk to you today about the Book of Mormon.
Episode 4, I Am Free to Choose Eternal Life. Elder D. Todd Christofferson said, God intends that his children should act according to the moral agency he has given them. It is his plan and his will that we have the principal decision-making role in our own life's drama. In his teachings about agency, Lehi identified essential conditions that make agency possible and enable us to reach our divine potential, including the following. Now I want to just talk a little bit about this. This is very interesting in that we have that principal decision-making role in our own life's drama. And that makes me reflect a lot because I think of the agency that I have to make those choices and how they're going to affect me. Whether it's a small choice or a big choice, it's going to affect us in the end. Now, here in the scriptures in 2 Nephi 5, we read, and men are instructed sufficiently that they know good from evil, and the law is given unto men, and by the law no flesh is justified, or by the law men are cut off. Yea, by the temporal law they were cut off, and also by the spiritual law. They perish from that which is good and become miserable forever. So we hear in these scriptures the following things. We have a knowledge of good and evil. So that makes me think when I was younger, you know, I was taught to follow the commandments. And I remember that I could tell the difference between good or evil, right? If my mom asked me not to do something and I disobeyed, I knew that I made a bad choice. So that's something important that we need to recognize. Also, we were given a law. Everybody, no matter who you are or what part of the world you're in, we have all been given a law. And in 2 Nephi 2:11, we read, for it must needs be that there is an opposition in all things. If not so, my firstborn in the wilderness, righteousness could not be brought to pass, neither wickedness, neither holiness nor misery, neither good nor bad. Wherefore all things must needs be a compound in one. Wherefore, if it should be one body, it must needs remain as dead, having no life, neither death nor corruption nor incorruption, happiness nor misery, neither sense nor insensibility. And, you know, we have a lot of choices that we have to go through each and every day. Some may not be that major, might be relatively simple, just putting on our clothes, what are we going to wear for church, for school, for work, and those kinds of things, right? But then there's bigger choices that we have to make. Do I want to make sure that I read my scriptures in the morning, said my prayers when I get up, say my prayers when I go to bed? And another thing is, you know, how are we going to act with others around us? Are we going to choose to be kind to them? Are we going to choose to say hello to the person that we see every time we come from the work or from school? What are those choices that we're going to make? And then we also know that we have the power to act. In 2 Nephi 2:16, it says, wherefore the Lord God gave unto man that he should act for himself. Wherefore man could not act for himself, save it should be that he was enticed by the one or the other. We have this power to act, right? We know good from evil. We have been given a law. We have the power to choose. And we have these different choices that we can make. So let me ask you these questions. What do you learn about each of these conditions of agency and how they relate to each other? And what would happen to our agency if one or more of these conditions were missing? These are some of the things that Father Lehi has taught us. And I am grateful to know that I have the opportunity to choose, because if I didn't choose, then I wouldn't be able to grow, see how these decisions affect my life. And I think that it's so important that we understand that we have the power to choose, and it's within us to make those choices, but the consequences that we get are either going to be for our own good or not.
Yeah, I agree. And I love the ending. One of those questions you asked is, what would happen to our agency if one of these things were missing? And if we didn't know good from evil, if we didn't have that knowledge, we wouldn't be able to act for ourselves. And so it's so important that we have that freedom of choice. Although as a parent, sometimes we want to be able to tell your kids what to do and have them do it and follow that. But we know that in the trial and error is where we have true growth.
Now discuss with your family, what else do you learn about agency from Lehi's words?
And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or Less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.